Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we present the 2022 Psychobabble Awards. Who will win future Nepo Baby of the Year? What was the most mutable word on Twitter of the year? Who will take home Housewives Moment of the Year? Join us as we reveal all the winners and losers. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Thank you so much to all of our Patreon members. Thank you for supporting this podcast. We could not do what we do without your support. So whatever tier that you sign up for and however you participate on the Patreon and on the Discord, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for an incredible year. We cannot wait for next year. Now, without further ado, the Psychobabble Awards. Welcome, everyone, to all of the people who are here, and welcome.
Is that your cold open?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
Welcome to the 2022.
No. Oh, it needs to be. Live from the Beverly Hills Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles, we are proud to present to you the Psychobabble Awards 2022.
What annual is this?
That was terrible.
Should it be the
live from Trader Joe's parking lot, structure 3?
Is that the one where you hit the pillar?
I did.
Was it the third floor?
It was.
Oh, damn.
It was. I was pulling out. One of
you
the categories
are pulling out.
Be, that's a first. One of the categories should be minor car accident. Well, I wouldn't call it minor because they called it totaled.
Actually, when it happened. Listen, baby, was that this year?
I don't know. Time flies and ebbs.
Because you know I could add a category for car accident of the year too, because you know my car got pulled into another car in that car wash.
Ding ding dong dong, baby.
I didn't get totaled though, so who wins?
I win. The pillar won. I think
the car wash won.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 2022 Psychobabble Awards with your hosts, Corey Cool
and Tyler Oakley.
Okay.
Is this the third annual?
Welcome. I don't know.
Second?
Sometimes I'm like, how long have we been doing the podcast? 8 years?
It's very confusing.
And like, we take it, sometimes we do this, sometimes we don't. And then sometimes we'll do things, and sometimes we won't.
I would like it to become a staple.
Okay. Then
so now
it.
We'll
You're
have
half of in charge.
We'll have the annual psychic predictions in January. We'll have the annual Psychobabble Awards in December.
Okay.
We'll have the annual April Fool's Day episode.
That's a classic.
We do have the annual Easter episode where we talk shit about Jesus.
Somebody has to. Oh, are we going to get into the categories? We have a lot of categories, a lot of nominees, very little time.
We can. I thought usually there's like a round of jokes and they're all like, but Meryl Streep's here.
I see Gaga in the front row.
I see Willie on the floor and Crouton in the bed.
Everyone's here. Is that?
Gang's all here.
Is that a ratten table?
Stay tuned for performances from Lizzo.
Oh, okay.
And who else is performing?
I'll perform.
Yeah. We should have had a category.
Fine, I'll do it.
We should have had a
I'll do it.
Had a category called words Tyler pronounced wrong this year.
Okay, ratten.
Ratten's the winner.
Okay.
Well, I'll keep a list next year now that I know this is an annual thing.
Okay.
All right. So let's bring out the first category. I believe the teleprompter is saying this is your line.
Oh, okay. Well, first and foremost, we have constructed these categories and taken much feedback from our producers, our gassy, gussy girls of the Patreon. If you are a Patreon supporter of Psychobabble, you can join our extensive and very exclusive list of producers by joining us at the Gassy Gussy Girls level. We have monthly meetings, and we would love to have you. They helped us with some of these nominees, so if there's anything you don't like nominated, blame them. Which brings us to our first category of the year.
It's a new category this year.
They're all new! Future Nepo Baby of the Year.
Ooh, ah.
Yeah. Yeah, think of who had a baby and who's going to grow up 20 years from now and be an annoying celebrity adult because
it's me. I'm the problem.
Is it you?
It's me.
First nominee, Colleen's twins.
Oh, is that Miranda Sings?
Yes, double toil and trouble. Also, we have Malibu Barbie, Trisha's baby.
Trisha Platypus?
Yep. Sophia Grace's child. I don't know if we have a name for the one.
I'll Google it while you keep talking.
Kylie Jenner's nameless child. Did it have a name? And then it didn't have a name? Well, the winner is, can I get a drum roll?
Are you just going to pick?
We have not chosen winners, and I think If given an opportunity to have a future Nepo baby, I personally, my winner is Malibu Barbie.
Yes.
You can have your own opinions on who wins or not.
I mean,
let us know via Discord or tweets. But Corey, you can also have your own winner.
I love it. Let's send her the golden pacifier.
Bye-bye. I can't wait to see what that baby gets up to.
Do you know its name? Oh, its name's
Malibu Barbie. Malibu Barbie. I mean, setting up for success from the get. I would follow.
I'm here for it. Congrats.
Congrats.
All right, what's the next category? I believe this
Am I in charge of the next one?
Yeah, they're in order.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, well, feud of the year.
Ooh, drama. I'm here for it.
Battles are at an all-time high. Everyone's
tensions
fighting.
Tensions are running high. It's been a rough year.
What is the tea? The girls are fighting. No.
Oh, we could have had a last-minute entry to this category.
Who?
Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert. Did you see?
Marjorie Stewart Baxter?
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Do you know who Greene? That is? Do you know who Marjorie Stewart Baxter is? Does anybody here know who Marjorie Stewart Baxter
it's
is?
It's from a play. I know Sophie Ellis Baxter.
No, Marjorie Stewart Baxter was one of the finger puppets that Salad Fingers wore.
Thank God. Thanks.
Back to feud of the year. Try Guys versus Guy.
Mm-hmm.
Malibu Barbie versus the Queen.
Malibu Barbie got two noms this year. Is she our most nominated?
Is she the new, who's that one?
Beyonce.
Little boy from Room?
Tremblay.
Jacob Tremblay is Malibu Barbie the new Jacob Tremblay? Find out.
I hate all children equally.
Lea Michele versus literacy.
Oh.
And Will Smith versus Chris Rock's face.
Damn.
For me, the winner was Lea Michele versus literacy.
I agree. I agree.
All the other ones, it's kind of like, sure, yeah, there was drama, but this one felt safe and playful. The only people we were punching down at were people who couldn't.
Was Lea Michele herself for not embracing the gag?
No, she got it. She got into the gig.
She did, but it was a little late.
Well, I'm sorry. Somebody had to read her the rules. You wanted her to understand everything when she couldn't read it herself.
What do you think her trophy would be? A golden what?
Oh.
Are they gold? Is gold in?
No, her trophy would be the trophy emoji, because when she reads, all of her TikTok comments are people saying the comment, but then in parentheses emojis so that she can understand the comment.
I love
it. So her award is a trophy emoji.
I love it. Perfect for her. Yes. Next category is Breakout Drag Star of the Year. You know, we are big Drag Race stans. And so the nominees this year are Cornbread, Willow Pill, Danny Beard, and Spanky Jackson, for those of you who watched Drag Race Down Under Season 2.
Not the asterisk for one of our nominees.
Baby, I had to explain to you who Spanky Jackson was.
Suddenly I can't read.
Who was your winner of the year? Oh, am I just... I'm picking. It's my turn.
You can pick. Yeah, I mean, we both can have
my
opinions.
My breakout drag star of the year would be Willow Pill.
Wow.
I just love that Willow Pill.
Okay, work. I think mine is Danny Beard. I think if I'm gonna predict anybody that's about to go on and do the damn thing, I think Danny Beard is going to be booked and busy.
A tie.
Yeah.
They both get a prize.
Cool. For the category, sister category. What you just presented.
We're staying in the same lane.
Best lip sync.
Let's have it. You know I love it.
Georges versus Jasmine Kennedy. Something's Got a Hold on Me. Willow Pills. I Hate People. Dakota Schiffer versus Baby. No Way. And Monet Exchange and Shea Coulee Supernova.
Oh my
did
God.
Did you have a favorite?
I did. And probably just. I woke up with one of these songs in my head this morning because I rewatched this lip sync last night. And my answer would be Monet versus Shay on All Stars. What was it? 7? Supernova.
Delicious. A classic.
I didn't even like that song until I saw them lip sync it. And now I love it.
I think my winner is Dakota and Baby. I think for me, it was a joyous event with a twist at the end that will be unforgettable for generations.
A twist at
honestly,
the end.
And the whole episode was iconic, to be honest. It's if you ever are like, you know what, I feel like watching Drag Race, but I'm all caught up, go watch that episode. From start to finish, you're going to love
it. What is the Rusical, that episode?
It's the Rusical, yes.
UK season 4 Rusical.
Which I would say is the best Rusical in Drag Race history.
Let them.
There I said
make
it.
Them
there I
laugh.
Said it.
Make them laugh.
Make them laugh. Make them laugh. We had a lot of nominees for this one. I put out a tweet that was like best lip syncs of the year, and everyone had very different opinions. So if you have a better lip sync from this year, a lot of franchises had a lot of things going on. So I respect
There's
that.
A lot of Drag Race going on at all times.
What's our next category?
Next category is Album of the Year.
Oh.
It's not funny. It's just serious, I guess. Category nominees are Renaissance by Beyoncé, Harry's House by Harry Styles, The Loneliest Time by Carly Rae Jepsen, and Surrender by Maggie Rogers. What's your favorite?
All of these are, I think, justified, because I will put on all of these albums in the kitchen. So like that's my gauge for if somebody is giving us album of the year is, does the entire album go on and I never pushed OK Google next song?
These were probably literally my four favorite albums of the year. Very hard for me.
I think for me.
For me?
Oh, I can't pick because every time I want to say one, I'm like, well, what are you going to say?
I'll go first.
For you, it's Surrender.
No,
it's Maggie Rogers.
No, I actually think Beyonce's album was going places and doing things. It felt new. It felt fresh. It felt so different than like what anybody else was doing or has done. I'm excited for there's like two more parts to Renaissance. Is there not? Renaissance 2,
when are we
Renaissance
getting
3?
The visuals? When are we getting the visuals? Abstaining from giving her award until it will be a hostage negotiation. She gives us the visuals and she gets the Psychobabble award.
Somebody
until then,
we're
until
holding
then,
it. We're not we sending it to her publicist. I was going to say, I saw a tweet that said, watch her drop it on Christmas. So we're recording Christmas? This before Christmas, but stay tuned. You don't have a choice.
I think my
all right, I guess Maggie Rogers wins.
My most played was Carly Rae Jepsen's.
I love it. All of these albums are good.
It is such a good album.
If y'all haven't listened to the four of those albums, go do it.
And if there's a album that you think should have been nominated, if there's any category I would actually want your input on, send us an album that you think should have been nominated because, bitch, I always want new music.
And I was going to say, and actually, you know, I was talking about how much I love Spotify Wrapped every year and how I literally look at everybody who posts about it and everybody's most played song and everybody's most played album. So I like music. I love to laugh and I like music.
You know what I love?
Go off, sis.
Car crashes on Twitter, which brings us to worst Twitter moment of the year. We have Elon Musk's takeover. We have Trixie and Kim Chi's quote-unquote feud. We have Katy Perry endorsing Rick Caruso. And we have the No Loads Refused discourse. Now, were you following the No Loads Refused discourse?
I think I somehow missed the No Loads Refused discourse. Could you tell me what it is that's all about?
In a nutshell, it's...
Did you say nut?
In a nutshell, it's if somebody is advertising that they are taking... That they are hosting a No Loads Refused come dump.
I've never even... Do people advertise that? Is it like on a telephone pole with a pull tab?
Honey. No.
Is this what happens on Sniffies?
Or yes. Or like, you know, the like or the whatever people are
do
doing
they
on Craigslist.
Do they coordinate the ins and outs? Or is it like a queue?
It's a first come first. It's a FIFO.
First come first serve.
Are No Loads Refused cum dumps usually in FIFO pattern?
I don't know what FIFO is. First in,
first out. Yes. Like if you're working at Arby's, you have to bring all of the frozen things to the front
baby,
of the freezer.
That's called.
And you restock into the back.
Yes. Called that FIFO?
FIFO, yeah.
We used some other terminology at Cool's Deli.
I'm sure you did.
We called it rotating.
Okay. How'd that work out? Are we still in business?
We never got written up.
My winner for worst, so thing I hated the most.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I didn't even finish explaining the No Loads Refused cum dump situation. So the question was, if somebody is hosting a No Loads Refused cum dump, is it ethical if you are somebody that person has like blocked on social media or has cut out of their lives for that person to come contribute to the No Loads Refused cum dump?
Come,
is it ethical?
Come tribute.
Come tribute.
I mean, I don't.
I mean, the title is No Loads Refused.
Yeah, I don't
so
think
you
can suddenly refuse a load if you're advertising. That's false advertising. I think you could get sued for it.
Some loads refused.
Oh my god, baby. What imagine on Judge Judy? A No Loads Refused case.
Well, what's the wronging? Who needs
false
to pay
advertisement?
Who? Like, Okay, and what's the issue?
You owe me money.
How are you suffering?
Because I showed up thinking I was gonna contribute.
The cum couldn't be added to the dump.
I thought I was gonna contribute, and then I left with blue balls. That's emotional pain and suffering.
I think the winner for me for worst Twitter moment is Elon Musk's takeover.
Yeah,
I mean, of course, I love good discourse. However, the Elon Musk takeover negatively impacted everything about everything.
I would give him an award, but I think he owes us money instead for this one.
Yeah, so his winnings is his givings.
There we go.
To us. Okay, sure. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Speaking of Twitter,
yeah,
very important category for me. Mutable word of the year.
Oh, now we had to really, we opened up our muted words and phrases
when we were
on our own personal Twitters.
When we were on the Gassy Gussy Girls producer meeting, I opened up my Twitter and read my muted words, and I will say all four of these final nominees were on my list.
Okay.
Though I believe one was muted before 2022, but it was a good year to mute them again. The nominees are Kanye West, Midnight, Julia Fox, and Elon Musk. This is tough.
Stacked.
This is tough. I will say, I think for me, the winner would be Kanye, but I've also had him muted for at least everything relating to Kanye. I've had muted for at least a few years. I will also clarify that a lot of these muted words are like an umbrella. So there's some like sister words that are also muted that go along with them. Who was yours?
Mine was redacted. So.
That's what I thought you might say.
Yeah.
That category for me, there were like eight versions of Midnights that were muted.
Oops.
Swifties, Taylor Swift, T-Swift, Taylor.
Honorable mention, though, for me is the word oomphies.
I have that word muted. I have it muted.
It's like... there is a flavor of tweet that includes that word that I just don't want to see. If you are somebody who's saying that word, it's probably a vibe that I am not gravitating toward.
My also problem with that word is that it's like they also 9 times out of 10 mean mutual.
They do mean mutual. Because, that is what that means.
Right. But like, why are you saying one of my followers? You're acting like they're just following you and you ain't following them.
Yeah, well...
I hate it.
It's a term of endearment.
It's muted for me, baby.
Next category is, which I'm very proud to present, the game of the year. Because Corey is still playing Animal Crossing. He doesn't have any new games he's playing, do you?
I've played a little Animal Crossing this year. It wasn't a whole lot. Oh, actually,
bitch,
no.
I can't believe you never truly got into Stardew Valley. You started it and you kept going.
I could try. I paid for it. I still spent the $10.
I think I'm almost done with it. Like, I have loved it start to finish, but it's not one of the nominees, so we're not talking about it. The nominees are Disney Dreamlight Valley, Cult of the Lamb, Stray, and Pokemon Scarlet and Violet.
Okay. Well, I played one of those games, so my winner is going to be Pokemon Scarlet and Violet.
I think my winner is Cult of the Lamb. I think it's dark-sided. It's evil. People can participate if they're watching, and I can make them fight to the death. Often people will die out of the blue, and then all of your cult members will just start puking and shitting when they see the corpse. It's fun.
I guess I don't know anything about that game.
It's a good time. I love to have fun. Disney Dreamlight Valley, for me, it's like too many chores. I don't like a game where there's so much to do.
That's what that other Harvest Dew Valley was all about.
Stray was fun. It was pretty, but like I was a little bit like bored of it. The best part about Stray was I love to walk through the those, you know, in the doorways.
I didn't play that game. Curtain beads.
Curtain beads. As a cat, to walk through curtain beads. Ooh, good times.
Have your tail up while you're walking through curtain beads.
Oh, I just got full body chills.
Do you think
chills.
It's like a nice tickle on the back?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever walked through curtain beads on all fours with your dog tail butt plug in?
The only place I've ever seen two places I've seen curtain beads. One, my grandma's.
One of the gay bars
who might be nominated in the next category as of last week, and at World Market has a huge section of curtain beads. I am tempted every time I see it.
My apartment, my new apartment, has a lot of places I could hang curtain beads.
Doorways?
Yeah. Okay. But like doorways without a door. What's that called? An archway? Anyway,
a tunnel.
I was gonna say one of the gay bars in Chicago had curtain beads. I remember.
More should.
I remember.
I think the winner is curtain beads for me.
Okay, perfect.
Next category.
Next category is new favorite angel / cycle ghostie.
Ooh.
So going out to the people we lost this year.
Oh.
First nominee, Tyler's Dead Tooth.
Rip.
The Queen. Noodle.
Are you naming the Dead Tooth?
Noodle.
Oh, the Queen.
And
the
Leslie
Queen,
Jordan.
Queen. Noodle, the dog.
Yeah. Bones are
that's
no
sad.
Bones.
Some of these are sad.
Okay, so I'm voting for Tyler's Dead Tooth.
I have to say, although I'm biased with my Dead Tooth.
Bye. I thought you were
I don't miss it. I don't miss it. It's kind of nice to have a little empty spot for anytime I want to hide something, hang out. I can put my tongue.
There must be like, you must get kernels of corn back there.
Etc. My new favorite angel, unironically and full of love, Leslie Jordan. I mean, I am not impacted by celebrity deaths often. Let alone deaths often, like it's the one sure thing, but I feel a hole in culture with Leslie Jordan gone. Like there is a very noticeable absence without his spirit, with like our access to his like spirit and energy, and if there's like one person in recent history or any celebrity death that like truly hit me, it's like, oh wow, like we are worse off without his contributions to our lives. So yeah, he's for me, he's the winner.
Sad.
new favorite angel.
New favorite
but
angel.
out of love. That's
all right. Next category.
I'm next. Oh, sorry. I felt like Next card.
Oh yeah. Hold on. Speed up the teleprompter.
No, what's her name?
I don't know.
Patty LaBelle?
LaPone?
Next card. Oh. best new canon of the year.
Mm.
Oh my God. Talk about a stacked category. Rise what? Messiah canon. Oh. Beautiful Zeppelin canon. Baby canon. Legendary Love canon. Onyx Ice Cole canon.
Are these all so Nick many Cannon's new children?
These are all of Nick's canons.
They can't new all have children. Been born this year.
They were all born this year. Five new children in 2022. I have not fact checked that, but I think we have. For me, the winner... No winners for this category for me.
I think these children are winners because they're all going to be future Nepo babies of the year.
Well, I don't see them nominated, let alone winning.
All right.
They can take it up with Malibu Barbie, the final boss of the Nepo babies.
The next category is special to me because I'm the one who brought this up on the podcast. Best Paris Hilton dog name of the year. Prince Hilton, Marilyn Monroe, Diamond Baby, or Prince Baby Bear? I love Prince Baby Bear.
This should have been a challenge where we had to
pick the ones that were
Nick Cannon name or a Paris Hilton dog.
That's fine. Maybe next year. I'm sure he'll have more children.
I'll certainly forget by
then. He'll have more children and she'll have more dogs.
Okay, well, who's the winner?
Prince Baby Bear.
Oh.
You know I'm very into princes, babies, and bears.
Is he potty trained?
Most of her dogs aren't.
Oh. Oh, okay. Oh, look, it's the Shutterfly Presents the Celeb Scam of the Year. We have Aubrey O'Day's use of Photoshop. Celebrities endorsing NFTs. Good Morning America's host affair and Donald Trump's playing card NFTs. You know those were NFTs?
Are those NFTs?
They're not even real playing cards. I thought they were like a holographic.
It's a digital
it's just
download.
A JPEG?
Yeah, honey.
It's a JPEG.
I said, what's stopping us from screenshotting it off of his website and telling people that we're reselling it? His supporters are dumb enough. They would pay us $50 for it.
For me, the winner is something that I just want to celebrate, and it's living in your fantasy in a harmless way. If your scam of the year includes creating a fantasy for yourself, and it's fun, and it harms no one, I'm on board. And so, Aubrey O'Day, you're my winner.
That's very topical, because the next category is Real Housewives Moment of the Year. I really had to fight to get it included, but... one of the former housewives just posted a bunch of Photoshop pictures of her, and dumb people were all like, oh my God, she looks so different, and they couldn't tell that it was just like a filter. Anyway, Housewives Moment of the Year. Jen Shaw's plea deal, Lisa Barlow's hot mic moment, Dorit's home invasion, and Lisa Rinna versus Kathy Hilton's tequila.
Okay.
Which are you most interested in learning more about?
You know, Lisa Rinna versus the other one about tequila is what the nominee on our spreadsheet says. To me, that seems interesting. Lisa Barlow's hot mic moment, is it giving like, I murdered her?
I'll read it to you since you ask.
What is that I'm referencing?
I did it. I murdered her.
Monsoon?
So there she was, Lisa Barlow, in a room by herself. They were on a getaway weekend. She's in the room with another producer, and she's mic'd and forgets that she's mic'd. And she says, Meredith can go fuck herself. I'm done with her, because I'm not a fucking whore and I don't cheat on my husband. Her and her dumb fucking family that poses. Why don't you own your house? Oh, wait, you can't, because your husband changes jobs every 5 minutes. Meredith is a piece of fucking shit. I had your back, and I'm offended by that. Fuck you, that fucking piece of shit garbage whore. She fucked half of New York City. She can go fuck herself.
This was Lisa Barlow's hot mic moment or Lisa Rinna's other tequila moment? I forget.
Too many Lisas. That was Lisa Barlow's Salt Lake City hot mic moment.
Salt Lake City had a lot of drama and trauma.
Yeah, it had been delivering, but at this point, I'm ready for Jen Shah to go to jail. Moving on. You know what?
I think. Well, then who's the winner?
Lisa Barlow.
Oh, yeah, that's... nobody forgets when they're mic'd. She said what she said, full chest.
Yeah. And they were... The funny thing... I shouldn't say funny. They were, like, actual friends, and now they're not anymore. Like, you know, some of these women are just, like, co-workers. They were actually friends before the show.
Delicious.
Drama.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
Next category is flops of the year. Okay, there's a theme here going on. We have Kanye's school, capitalism, Herschel Walker, and men.
Ooh.
Flop of the year, it's between capitalism and men for me.
Yeah.
They kind of... They sleep in the same bed. You know what I'm
saying?
They're
play cousins.
Like they're play cousins. I think capitalism has always been a flop. Flop of the century, really. Flop of the you know.
To be fair.
Long-term flop. But then again, men, flop of lifetime.
If you include men, then you can include Herschel Walker and Kanye, technically.
Yeah.
And you and I would then also get an award.
Oh, and your winners of Flop of the Year, men.
Oh, goodness.
I did read that it is the year of the year that men flopped. And it's like, oh, it's the year that we acknowledged that men flopped.
Now we said it. You know that that's a Real Housewives quote.
Oh, no.
Yes, but now
I hate when things
it.
Trickle in. I hate it.
Well, that's it.
No, it's not. I'm getting word we have another category. Oh my God, best pussy.
This is like, no, not best pussy.
Yes, it does say that. It says it right there in bold. It's got a green background. The nominees are Puss Puss.
Who's Puss Puss?
I didn't write it. Puss in Boots.
He has a new movie coming out.
Larry the Cat.
I don't know.
I did a Google and I have no clue.
Who's Larry the Cat?
Joe Biden's cat Willow.
Yes.
And Cat from Stray. Unnamed Cat from Stray.
You don't get to name your character in that game?
No, you're a stray. You don't get it. You're the stray cat.
Wow.
I think my winner is Puss Puss. I don't know who it is. I don't know what they're up to, but when you are so important that you can say your name twice, it's kind of like that's impact. That's
is that like
you're saying something.
Ty Oakley's Twitch.
Girl, get out of here.
I would vote for Joe Biden's cat. That
Larry?
That cat. No,
oh, Willow.
Big year for Willows, I'm learning.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank God we ended on best pussy.
I don't know what was that.
You know when there's like a Video Vanguard award? Or like,
oh, that's the Video Vanguard award.
No, the next one is.
Oh, what is it?
Best Almost Queerty winner.
Now talk
it's
about
us. We won. Almost
we are
winning.
The Julia Louis-Dreyfus of best comedic actresses.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus has won a lot.
She won the Emmy for best actress in a comedy like for 5 years in a row or something.
I thought you were going to say we're the Susan Lucci.
Well, we're both.
I thought you were going to say we're the Katy Perry
at the
Grammys.
We're the Susan Lucci of Queerties. We're the Susan Lucci of Queerties, but we're the Julia Louis-Dreyfus of best almost Queerty winners.
Oh, gotcha.
You see?
Yeah. Cool.
Well, who's the nominee and who's the winner?
There was only one. It was a Video Vanguard award. They just one person.
Oh.
You know when they give like Britney Spears like iconic girl award and then she's
you know
the
what?
Only nominee?
when they did that and Gaga presented it as Joe Calderon.
Well, now is
that's history.
Well, now it's time for our musical performance. Tyler Oakley, take the stage. I thought you were gonna be like ba da ba ba do.
No, I'm doing.
That's a Christmas.
Next
song.
Card. Next card.
This Christmas.
Next card, baby. Next card.
Yes, I'm newly saying, I like to know you better.
Better than beating my Joe. This is a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go?
Bitch, write that down, because if there is a song that's going to have a comeback or a remix, yeah, and it's going to be reintroduced to the Gen Pop,
one of those,
Cotton Eye Joe is overdue.
One of those girlies is like Ava Max, I'm sure, on her new album.
Ava Max, Cotton Eye Joe.
Zara Larsson, the remix. Cotton Eye Joe remix.
Okay.
What was that other one's name? BB Rexha.
The fact that you said that other one and I knew you meant BB Rexha. Can the category be that other one award?
Yeah.
That other one. Who's nominated as that other one?
Well, there's the one. BB Rexha. There's the one. BB there's Rexha. That other one.
And then who else? You say Ava Max.
Zara Larsson.
Zara Larsson. Okay. And who else?
Rita Ora.
Rita Ora. This I would now talk about a Lady Marmalade. Give it to us, sock it to me. BB Rexha, Ava Max, Zara Larsson, Rita Ora. It really rolls off the tongue. That would be a powerful girl group.
Yeah. Do you think straight people know who any of them are?
No, and I think they would think we're casting a spell. It's that other one award.
And who the winner is that other one.
Oh, I think we all won. I think we did. Yay. Well, congratulations to all of our nominees and winners.
Thank you
it's
for tuning in.
It's an honor to even be nominated. Yeah. So take that into consideration.
Yeah, great. What a fun episode. See you next year for the 17th annual.
Hey, is our next episode going to be?
Next year. This is the last episode of the year.
Yeah, but is it our predictions episode?
No, well, because we always have to wait for Psychic Nikki to actually put them up on her website.
Okay. Well, that means we have at least a week or two for all of us to be gazing into our crystal balls. So if you have any predictions or categories of predictions or anything that you like want us to touch on, predictions of certain celebrities, maybe we'll make like a Discord section for that, or I don't know, a Twitter thread.
Paul, love it.
Technology.
Where can people,
Corey,
find
where can people
you?
Find you? Where can people find you?
You can find me counting all the votes and mailing out Ooh. All the awards.
Come on, hanging Chad.
What?
Have you ever came on a hanging Chad?
I don't know what that is.
No loads refused. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Happy holidays.
Next card.
Happy New Year. You know when people write see you next year?
See you next Tuesday.
Stay cool.
Never change. Oh my God. Every episode of Psychobabble really does end with a see you next Tuesday.
Yeah, duh. You're just near figuring that out.
9 years in. Okay, bye.
Bye.